So just as we came on air, I told you there was some breaking news, and this had to do with the designation of the powers for the electricity minister, the presidency putting out a statement saying that President Cyril Ramaphosa has, in terms of Section 97 of the Constitution, signed a proclamation that transfers to the Minister of Electricity certain powers and functions entrusted by the Electricity Regulation Act. It goes on to say that after due consideration, the President has transferred to the Minister of Electricity all powers and functions contained in Section 34(1) of the Electricity Regulation Act, which were previously entrusted to the Minister of Minerals, Resources and Energy. Long story short is that a substantial amount of the powers and the responsibilities that used to belong to Gwede Mantashe now belong to José Enzo Ramakgopa. Not all, but certainly a lot of them. There are all sorts of political ramifications for this. Let's speak to Ndaedzo Letonje, EWN reporter. Now, Ndaedzo, good afternoon to you. This statement dropped. There was supposed to be a briefing earlier with the Minister of Electricity. That didn't materialize. But this has been a long time coming. We knew that at some point the President had to act here.
Yeah, and I'm suspecting that the reason why the briefing by the Electricity Minister was cancelled, it was because of this statement. He would have put the cart before the horse while he knew that this proclamation was going to happen. But essentially, like you mentioned there, the electricity minister now has powers to determine new generation capacity and how it must happen. But the critical thing that I saw there, Mandy, was that while the determination is within José Ramaphosa's powers, the implementation would be with Gwede Mantashe. So essentially, like you mentioned, a lot of the powers now sit with José Enzo Ramakgopa, but implementation of those determinations on how to generate new electricity would still need to be implemented by the energy minister in Gwede Mantashe.
I'm sure we'll unpack this over time, but basically what it says is that the minister determines the new generation capacity that's needed to ensure the continued uninterrupted supply of electricity, and he can determine the types of energy sources. That's crucial that José Enzo Ramakgopa can now do that. But as you say, it goes on further in the statement to say that other powers and functions contained in the Electricity Regulation Act, including those related to the implementation of determinations made in terms of Section 34, will remain with the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy. I mean, this is very delicate. It's very complicated. So José Enzo Ramakgopa can decide what kind and what new generation capacity we get, but Gwede Mantashe still looks after implementation, and then Provin Gordhan still looks after Eskom.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I think the president there was trying to play a balancing act. You'd remember there were those reports of Gwede Mantashe daring the president to say, should you take these powers away from me, I might as well resign. So I think the president was trying to play a balancing act. But the fact that now José has got the powers to determine says a lot, because essentially, issues around IPPs, how some of these power generating coal power stations will be implemented, or even the decommissioning of them over time, they lie now with José Enzo Ramakgopa. And it's going to be very challenging, I think, to deal with this, because the one can stifle the other in terms of the three ministers that you mentioned, in terms of implementation or even getting new electricity, because while determination may be made, Mantashe may just come and say, well, I actually don't think we should implement this.
It's a interesting situation, I'll say that. But then, of course, you also have political ramifications here, because Gwede Mantashe and Cyril Ramaphosa within the ANC, are we now going to see a standoff? Is this going to escalate the relationship between Gwede Mantashe and Cyril Ramaphosa?
Well, Mandy, President Cyril Ramaphosa has essentially stripped Gwede Mantashe of certain powers that he had, and which have been gone down in this whole issue. There are political ramifications that are going to be there. There have been reports that the relationship between Mantashe and the president has been on shaky ground. But Josienzo Ramakgopa says he, Mantashe, and Gordhan, as well as the president, met to the, some time back to discuss this issue, basically insinuating that a determination would have been made and a consensus would have been reached by all four of them, in specifically related to the powers that Josienzo Ramakgopa has.
Ndaedzo, thank you very much. Ndaedzo Netonje, EWN reporter, speaking to us there. I want to read you one more line from the statement right at the end. It says, the Minister of Electricity will, as the President indicated in the State of the Nation address, oversee all aspects of the electricity crisis response, including the work of the National Energy Crisis Committee. This will provide a single point of command for government's efforts to close the shortfall in electricity supply. So effectively what he's saying there is that the Minister of Electricity, Josienzo Ramakgopa, will be ultimately responsible. But what this also allows, because there is this overlap, it allows the ministers to point the finger at each other. And I think that will be the real concern. A huge developing story there. We were waiting for this to happen. But finally, the president acting and giving some of those powers in terms of new generation capacity to the Minister of Electricity.